Android Poking, posted on Thursday, May 25, 2023. Okay, I know I've been gone for a while and possibly owe an explanation for that, but fuck it and fuck you. I'm going straight into old man yells at cloud mode. Mobile development sucks donkey dong. The last time I did, it was back in 2015-ish, I guess. I wrote the original Toda Q, Lincoln Post, client prototype over a caffeine and oatmeal-fueled week of unmitigated hatred and frustration. As I recall, it was such a revolting pile of hacks, poorly thought-out interfaces, already outgrown intermediate short-sighted implementations and straight-up corporate competition spawned incompatibilities that the team wisely decided to nope right the fuck out of maintaining any kind of cross-platform compatibility ourselves. Instead, opting to run the whole thing from React Native, link in post, intermediately compiled from God help us, closure script, link in post. A quick perusal of the articles contained in that last link will tell you that the most recent thought anyone has given to this was back in 2020. And that's probably not anywhere recent enough to do me any good if I want to actually develop an actual app that I plan to actually use at any point in the near future. Look, computers are shit. I get it. They're complex and counterintuitive and baroque and opaque, and you need to learn to type with your human fingers to interact with them? Why would you bother when you can just use those same human fingers to poke a screen and drag things around on it? But you know what's even shittier than computers? Tiny, unopenable, not even in principle comprehensible computers that actively resist your attempts at modifying them in anything but the most perfunctory ways. Do you know what's much better than trawling through the ad-infested, proprietarily, we own your gender non-specific testicles and ovaries, no really licensed app stores prevalent in both the Google and Apple worlds? Pseudo-apt motherfucking install. There, I said it. Except you probably have no idea what that means, because I'm a crusty old fart from back when we had to decode our own TCP packets by hand both ways. Uphill in the snow, and you're a spry, starry-eyed 24-year-old who just got out of a Django boot camp and doesn't realize that Lisp isn't a speech impediment. Mobile development for hate-filled but still somewhat competent old people. Okay, the next best thing to apt install, I guess, if I have to have something that runs on my phone and I'm allowed to studiously ignore anything that traces its lineage back to Cupertino, is writing my own apps and sideloading them into my phone via apps case. I guess I could possibly look into getting them on the App Store myself at some point in the future. In an at this point, purely symbolic effort at supporting the free software, Lincoln Post, ethos of making the world better by building slightly less than hostile to user attention abstract machine. Don't hold your breath though. My first attempt involved trying to get Kluge's and Figwheel set up so that I could use something other than Java to give this a shot. I know I threw the Clojure script name out above kind of flippantly. If you're here, you should probably know my allegiance, Lincoln Post. But it's positively transcendent compared to the other options, Lincoln Post. That didn't quite work. I followed Lincoln Post, a trail, Lincoln Post. Sometimes Lincoln Post contradictory and Lincoln Post always hilarious. Lincoln Post. In that Lincoln Post, gallows humor, Lincoln Post kind of way. Lincoln Post kind of way. Links that led me to the inevitable Lincoln Post conclusion that I can't figure this out. I had to brew install more OpenJDKs and export more path modification than I'd like to admit. Oh, also, I also lied above when I said that avoiding Apple stuff was going to be possible here. My current main development machine is a MacBook, laugh it up, so the development environment at least is going to have to be macOS compatible. Okay, real talk, my anger isn't directed at you. It's frustrating how much more difficult it is getting any of this environment working than it really should be. And I'm not entirely sure why every piece of documentation I found about any of this seems to just outright assume that you're going to be using Android Studio to build anything. I'm not about to tell you how to live your life, but I've lived mine with EMX, Lincoln Post. For about two-thirds of the time, I've been programming at all, and I'm not about to stop now. After the above fig wheel failures, though, I'm going to set my sights lower, just grit my teeth and accept JavaScript as my implementation language, which turns out isn't all that bad. Basic environment setup. First up, here is a code block. This code block is written in a shell scripting language. It installs node.js and the Android SDK through the Homebrew Package Manager. That's the end of the code block. That'll give you a bunch of SDK level tools and library Androids. In particular, it lets me do users inamathi library Androids dik emulator emulator add pixela 3 AP 33 ARM 64 beta in order to get an emulator up and running. It'll let you do something different, both because your name is not inamathi and because I'm not entirely clear on how exactly the emulator got installed. Yours might be different. Check using library Androids the key emulator emulator list adds and possibly install one manually somehow. Next, in another terminal window, so your emulator can do MIG Androids builder, once you've got that globally installed, you should have Androids exposed as a command. And in particular, you should be able to do Android.js and to get a skeleton project put together. It'll ask you for the name of your project. No, it doesn't look like you can pass it in as a command line flag. You should then be able to cd into your project directory and here is a code block. The given code block is written in shell. At a high level, it first builds an Android app using the Androids command, and then installs the built app onto a device using the Android debug bridge, adblur, command. That's the end of the code block. That should build your project into an apk and then perform a streamed install into your local emulator. You'll need to swipe around it with your mouse to see where it's at, but it should get you up and running despite the mod development loop. Maybe I'll put an Emacs mode together for this. Hang on, why? So it turns out that one thing that doesn't seem to exist is a basic workout routineating app that isn't one of completely unusable interface wise. A subscription service stuffed to the brim with ads useful for things other than the built-in workouts it comes with. I'm not going to recommend anything in the first three categories, but if you're somewhat interested in the last one, check out Be Stronger, link in post. It is a paid app if you don't want the ad flood, but halfway decent after a one-time fee. It can also technically let you build your own workouts, but the process is a lot less streamlined than I'd like given my usual stretching routine. Anyway, I'd like to change that. So after I've poked around my new environment for a while, I'm going to follow up by putting together a minimal timer app. App just to satisfy myself that this is a thing that is possible. Realistically, that's a complete lie. This was an exercise in seeing if I could still blog satisfyingly and get an Android environment up and running. I'm probably never touching it again in favor of poking at more interesting things instead.